This is Twit.
This was an interesting reveal from Mark Gurman. The HomePod Mini has an unused humidity and temperature sensor in it.
It's got a secret.
Mm-hmm.
Secret.
The way it's placed, it's not for internal temperature or humidity. It's positioned by the power cord so that it can sense the room's temperature and humidity. Why would you put that in?
Why would you possibly want to supply HomeKit the temperature of a room and let you control your AC?
I know, but the thing is, like, if you have an AC system, you already have a temperature sensor that's controlling the AC. It's not as though this thing is just randomly. You don't turn your AC to 8.
But you wouldn't need
AC to 68.
You just wouldn't need it. You wouldn't need a Nest to do it. I mean,
well, and
of course,
I have,
you have
to
a
point
Honeywell,
out
but the Honeywells are horrible. I have one in my house. Like, it's
at least for my antiquated heating and cooling system, the thermostat's in the hall, so the bedroom is never adequately heated or cooled.
Okay.
So having additional sensors, because I did, in fact, scatter AirPod Minis all over the damn house. It's a lot
easier to drop an air, given that it does other things, it's a lot easier to drop it than another thermostat, you know? And so a centralized system knowing what the temperature is all over the house could be super useful.
Yeah, maybe. Mm-hmm. There's also rumors that Apple, and there's even some evidence that Apple wants to make a HomePod with a screen. There's code.
I would much rather just have a dock. Like, just give me make a new HomePod that's halfway between the old one and the Mini that has a U1 chip in it, so it can give Leo that follow me around the house with my music thing that he's always wanted. Give me that automatic spatial audio setup I've always wanted, and then build a little dock into it so I can pop my iPad into it in the room, in the kitchen, in the living room for the grandparents, for all of that. And then, you know, Apple gets what they want, which is to sell multiple devices, and I get what I want, which is just like my mom can do easy video conferencing with me.
I think there's a big market too of people who will maybe even own or at least considered Google's assistant devices with a screen
or the Facebook portal,
or the Echo Show, and have decided they don't want to give all of that information to Amazon, Facebook, or Google. Here comes Apple with a similar product. I think that might be an untapped market.
Even without the baggage, the portal has done really well.
Oh, honestly.
Really well.
We all care, but normal people go, What are you worried about?
Right.
And if you have a Facebook account, and 3.5 billion people do, clearly you don't care. Because
If you have the app on, if you have your app, I will go one further. That if you have the app on your phone, that's the line of demarcation between, like, okay, I will occasionally log into Facebook and on the web and check to see like what my aunts and uncles are and cousins are doing. However, I am not putting an app on my phone with access to all those sensors. But the number of people who just, okay, we're good. No, why not?
Or just like put them in their house with all the virtual reality stuff now, where they basically say, we're just going to take all the data from your house. It's cool. Okay, great.
Well, and the thing is, the number one reason for me not to put it on my phone now, because I don't have it on my phone, is the battery life. It's like twice. You double your battery life by just taking Facebook off your... That's when I worried. I was like, what are they doing if they take...
As soon as you take
it off the phone, it's immediately... Yeah.
I deleted Messenger. Now, every time I open Instagram, it's like, do you want to receive Facebook Messenger things here? And
you
then
have
I go to my
take
email,
it all
like,
off.
You missed all these notifications.
You have to scrape
then they
off
text
all
me and say, you're
Facebook
missing your Facebook
material.
Alerts.
You have to get rid of all of it. You just got to get
They're
rid of all of it.
They're following me everywhere, Leo. They're
no Instagram
texting
for
me
you.
Now.
See, you've got a problem because you're a YouTube guy. You've got an influencer, so you've got to have TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, all of that.
I'm going to outsource to a vault that just seals all the stuff inside and posts video excerpts for me.
I don't care.
I think you just attach it. Just sign in and attach it to a monkey and set him free.
Let him run away.
The algorithm will be like,
fly,
I have no idea what's going on
monkey,
here.
Fly free.
This person likes a lot of bananas.
There was very briefly, there's an article on MIT Technology Review that's worth looking at about like a concentrated and planned movement to poison data sets being collected by social media companies.
Father Robert was a leader in that field. He started doing that years ago. Yeah.